This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. Amazon's extended Prime Day sales event this year turned out to be a big boost for Walmart. Spencer, you've been looking at the sales numbers. What do they say?
Yeah, so the big change from Amazon this year was they made it twice as long. They had Prime Day stretched over 4 days, up from two last year, and they thought it would give shoppers more time to browse. And they did indeed browse, and a lot of folks actually wandered over to Walmart and did shopping there. So Walmart's online spending grew at about six times the pace of Amazon's. That's according to our sample of credit and debit card transactions from Second Measure.
Now, was it because Walmart's prices were better?
Definitely, they're definitely competing, and Walmart is definitely a big enough competitor to push Amazon on price. We had one shopper that we interviewed. She was actually splurging a bit because she has a daughter heading to law school, and she ended up dropping more than $1,000 on Walmart sales and just a few hundred on Amazon because she was trying to get her daughter set up with essentials for an apartment, including some furniture. And yeah, she said she was surprised, kind of underwhelmed by the deals on Amazon and ended up more excited on Walmart.
But even if shoppers did go to Walmart, how much does Amazon still dominate the online shopping realm?
Yeah, Amazon still owned the day. You know, Amazon gets about six times the online spending as Walmart. But Walmart is definitely like the up-and-coming competitor and trying to narrow that gap. And so what this taught us was, you know, those loyal Amazon shoppers aren't so loyal if they've got a little time to shop around, and Amazon and Walmart is in the rear with some better deals.
Okay, like you said, they went from 2 days to 4 days. Sometimes when you give people too much time, they don't make that sort of knee-jerk purchase.
Yeah, you can have some analysis paralysis, and the shorter sale time gives that urgency to take action. You know, like, oh, I better do this now before I forget. Whereas a 4 day sale kind of like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll get back to it. And maybe you just don't get back to it. You know, life gets in the way.
And that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, I understand them wanting to extend it to 4 days. But for me, it was like, oh, I'll get to it later. And then you just never get to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so do you think that Amazon will continue to do 2 or 4 days next year?
That's a great question. Or if they do it even longer, they're touting this year as a big success, and that engagement was good, and they did still move the needle. You know, was still sold more stuff than they did a year ago. So it's hard to say what'll happen next year. But they're definitely always kind of trying to keep this thing fresh. So there might be a new twist on it next year.
They were billing it also as a chance to buy some stuff before the tariffs kick in. Did you see that having any kind of play?
I think shoppers are thinking a lot more about prices than they are about tariffs. So I think uncertainty is definitely on people's mind, and they've heard a lot about rising prices and everything. But I don't think people are thinking, oh man, tariffs are coming. I better shop. It's more just like, all right, I'm feeling the pressure of rising prices here. I'm hearing a lot about sales. Is this an opportunity for me to maybe take some control and compare prices for things that we need and go ahead and buy them now?
Okay, one last thing. How did this compare to, say, the Black Friday, Cyber Monday?
You know, Prime Day generally is not as large as those. Those are still the bigger sale days. And because generally Black Friday and Cyber Monday is more big ticket purchases like electronics and high value items, whereas Prime Day's kind of become like a stock up on low cost goods, almost like a grocery store run.
Spencer, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.